Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 32 of That's a Freebie, titled Now in Technicolor. Why in Technicolor, you think? You've probably guessed already. It's because I am now available in YouTube, full on video. So this is going to be the very first episode that I publish the whole video for. And I am a little bit nervous about it, but I've been recording video now for the last 3 episodes. This is number 4, actually. So I'm pretty confident that it's fine to go on YouTube. Again, it's an audio-first podcast. I'm not recording specifically for YouTube. The camera's pointed at me. I'll probably be looking at my screen most of the time. I am trying to look at the camera more often. I'm doing it right now. Hi, everyone. But I will be trying to still center around audio. Video is going to be an afterthought, I suppose. So, we're going to see how that goes. I did want to actually just have a little shout out this week for the website, which is thatsafreebie.com. The reason for that is you can send me questions. You can contact me on all of the social medias. They're on there, which social media I'm on, but basically I am That's a Freebie on all of them. And the reason I am asking you this is just so you can send me questions, things to probably open the podcast with. I'm thinking of trying to start opening the podcast with a listener question each week. So let's see how that goes. I've had a few. I've been building them up. So if you have sent a question, I'm sorry I haven't answered it yet. I will be answering it. I was just building up so that I could do a few in a row. I should probably have replied and told you that, but hey, I didn't. I'm telling you now. So that would be great if you could send a list of questions. And it's been a fairly quiet week this week. There's not much happened. Trying to think where to start, really. Why don't I start with an update on my weight, because I have been asked by a few people, because I did promise an update tonight at the end of, I think I said the end of January or the beginning of January, I can't quite remember now. Either way, I didn't do it. And it's because I was, like I said previously, I was done with January. I was completely happy to forget that January didn't exist and start again in February. We are now in February, so now would be the time to start. I did a weigh-in this morning, and I was actually really surprised because I haven't been doing anything specific other than watching what I eat. So I've been trying to eat less bad stuff, essentially. I've had less fast food, all that kind of stuff. And my weight came in at 205.7 pounds. So it was nowhere near as high as I was expecting. I was almost expecting everything to have gone back to the start and me having to start again. But it didn't. So that was good to see. I am going to do the regular weigh-ins. I'm going to aim for the beginning of every month. So maybe the first episode of each month, I'll try and do a weigh-in, and we'll see how it goes. I'm going back to continuing to just eat more healthy. I've started making sure I take my lunch to work every day instead of going to, well, whatever's available, usually McDonald's, to be honest. I used to eat it nearly every day. I've got a lot better at that over the last few months, so things are looking up there. Hence, probably why I haven't put on a ton of weight. I've just maintained where I was at just through normal eating and not doing anything additional. I am going to go back to the intermittent fasting. What I'm going to do, I'm going to do intermittent fasting on the days that I'm working. So if it's my day off, I'm not going to do it on that day. I just feel like it worked better when I did that. I sort of naturally fell into that the last time I was doing it, so I'm probably going to keep it that way. So, little weight update for you. And I do, I've just read it in the thing, I'd actually forgotten about this. I do have another story of a dumb thing that I did. This one was actually this week. I actually completely forgot that I'd added it to the rundown. I just saw it then. So anyway, yeah, so this week I went for lunch with a friend. We had some stuff to do and decided, why don't we get some lunch while we're doing it? So we went for lunch. Now, it was absolutely like hammering it down. It was one of the rainiest days I've seen in a long, long time. And so I was soaked, absolutely drenched. And I'd had to wait for my friend for about half an hour. Not the friend's fault, my fault. I arrived early. I always do. I arrive early to everything. So I was about half an hour early. So I basically had to stand in the rain waiting. I tried to find shelter. I did find shelter eventually, so it wasn't too bad. But I was already soaked by this point. Hadn't taken a coat with me. All I had was actually this hoodie. I was wearing this hoodie now that I think about it. And drenched, absolutely drenched. So that meant I needed a pee. And I needed a pee really badly. Basically, I'm like, as soon as I saw her, I was like, right, I need a pee. But there was nowhere to go because we were going to the bank. We were closing an account down. We went to the bank and it took about half an hour to 40 minutes in there. And the whole time I'm dancing up and down. I'm like, oh, I need a wee. I couldn't go anywhere because it needed my signature and it needed my signature several times throughout the process. So it was a bit like, right, okay. So I just had to hold. Anyway, we decided to go to, there's a pub around the corner. We decided to go there for lunch. And so we got there. And by this point, I'm at the point where I could probably have peed myself and I wouldn't have noticed. Like, there's a chance I did, for all I know. I mean, I didn't. I was still bursting. But, you know, a little bit of wee might have come out. It's possible. So I burst into the pub. I run through the door. I looked around. I couldn't see the toilets. I've never been in this place before. It's a completely foreign town to me. I've never even been to this place. So I ran around the pub looking for the toilets and I couldn't find it. And I got back to the door and I was like, where's the toilet? Where's the toilet? And she said, it's just there. If you'd have asked me, I would have shown you where it is. I come here all the time. I was like, okay. So I was running up to the toilet, swung the door open, and there's two doors. And they're identical. And I was like, oh, no. So I just went for the first door, pulled the first door, ran straight through it to go into the toilet, realised very quickly I was outside. I found some sort of door to the outside. So I was like, turned around, went to run back in just as the door closed and it's locked. It must have had one of those magnetic locks on it. I was like, oh, no. So I starts pushing the door. I was thinking, it can't be locked because I was able to open it from the other side. Like, I think, press anything or do anything. I was able to open it and I'm pulling the door. I was pushing the door and I couldn't get in. So anyway, I turned around to try and work out how the hell to get out of this place. Cause I was in, I'm assuming like the back area of the pub and it was fenced off. So I was a bit like, I don't know how I'm going to get out of here. I'm kind of stuck. And I'd left my phone on the, with my friend because I dumped my bag when I ran. So anyway, I pushed the door a couple of times and somebody must have been walking past it. They opened it. And I went, thanks. I just run past them. It went into the other door, which was obviously the toilet. Went to the toilet. Anyway, when I came out, I had a look and the door had one of those key code pads on. It just mustn't have been shut properly the first time or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, the person who let me in, I think was an employee and was probably looking at me the whole time thinking, what the hell are you doing back here? But yeah. So, yeah, something stupid that I did this week. It's weirdly become a gay regular segment, which never was meant to be the case. But, hey, if I do stupid stuff, I do stupid stuff, right? Like I said, it's been a fairly quiet week this week. Not much more has happened other than that, really. I've been poorly, so I've not really been anywhere or gone anywhere or done anything for that matter. Wow, yeah, all I've done is sleep. So, in that vein, let's move on to the AI question of the week. I like this week's AI question. It was a hard one to choose an answer to. The question is, if you had to live in a movie universe for a week, which one would you choose and what character would it be? And importantly, how would you use your movie character skills or powers in your everyday life? I really toyed with this. But I think the answer's got to be clear, I suppose, really. I decided that I would want to live in the Harry Potter universe because magic, right? I wouldn't want to be one of the characters from Harry Potter. I would want to just be me. in the Harry Potter universe. And I think that's allowed within the boundaries of the question. I know it says what character would you want to be, but it doesn't specifically say you've got to be one of the characters from the show. So the show, the movie, although I hear it's going to be a show eventually. Who knows? So I would absolutely love to live within the Harry Potter universe. To just have magic around all the time, I think would be great. I think if I was to do any, I suppose, job in that world, I would probably want to be an Auror, which is, I suppose, their version of the police. Yeah, I think that's what I would like to do. Catching bad wizards, people doing wrong, all that kind of stuff. I think it'd be great. And yeah, so tell me what you think. What fictional universe would you like to live in, and what would you do? This week's gripe of the week, I think, is probably going to resonate with a lot of people, as most of them do, I suppose. It's not nothing groundbreaking, but this one is, well, it got me this week, and it is parking tickets. Yeah, I got a parking ticket this week on that same trip I was just talking about where I nearly peed myself. I was told by the friend, oh, park on the Leisure Centre car park. It's free for 3 hours. You don't have to pay for it, and it's fine. We all do it all the time. So I was like, okay. Bear in mind, it's absolutely chucking it out, so I couldn't see. Gets to the Leisure Centre, drives into the car park. I thought, lovely. It's a nice big car park, but it was rammed. So I drove around until I found a space, and eventually I saw some coming out of a space, so I thought, right, well, I'm having that space. So I drove down straight into the space, and all was fine. I had a look around. I wanted to have a look at the signage, and the signage did say it's free for 3 hours. And it also did actually say that you could leave the site, which is a bit unusual. You don't normally see that, do you? So I think it was more of a public car park that happens to be next to the Leisure Centre, and it's just known as the Leisure Centre car park by the sound of it. So that's what I thought. You can see where this is going, I think. Went and did our thing, eat, peed myself, came back. Just as I'm about to set up. Now, again, it's still belting it down. The rain is just, I couldn't see. It was so bad. I had to take my glasses off because they were just full of water. So anyway, I got in the car. I sat there for a bit with the heater on because the windows had all steamed up. And then slowly but surely, as the steam rose from the windscreen, I could see a little yellow square on the corner of the car. So I was looking at it thinking, is that a parking ticket? And then I honestly, for a second, thought to myself, I ain't getting out and getting it. I'm just going to leave it there. And if it's still there when I get home, great. But then I thought, no, I better not do that. So eventually I got back out the car, got back in the car. And yeah, sure enough, it was a parking ticket. I opened it up and it said, for parking in a designated area without a permit. So I was looking around. I could not find anything that said it was a designated area. Anyway, eventually I drove around the car park a few times, and it was chucking it down. And there's basically one green sign at the start of this part of the car park. And it does say it's designated parking only for the Leisure Centre. You have to have a permit to park there. So I did it wrong. But this sign was very clearly smaller than all the other signs for the car park. There was no other indication whatsoever that the that area was for permits only. There was nothing on the floor. There was no different colouring of the bays or anything like that. Like the things that they usually do to show you that it's designated parking. The sign was big, but it wasn't as big as all the other signs. It's funny because all of the other signs were high up. The sign for this designated area was low down. So when you're driving and you're looking around, you don't see it, especially in that kind of rain. And also, there were two entrances to this area of the car park, and only one of them had a sign on it. So I'm going to contest it, see what happens. If I don't do it, I'll have to pay. It's fine. It's £35 if I pay within 2 weeks. So you'll probably find out by next week if I ended up paying it or not. But yeah, gripe of the week, parking tickets, just in general, because often You don't get a parking ticket because you did something wrong on purpose. You get a parking ticket because it's not very clear what is what's required. This week's pick of the week may actually have almost been spoiled by me last week. Now, if you remember last week, the pick of the week was Death Stranding for the Mac, because it's available on Mac now. It actually came out, I think, yesterday. I've not played it yet. I've downloaded it, but not played it yet. I haven't had time. That's probably next on the agenda for today, actually. I think I might play it for a little bit. And the reason it might have been spoiled is you may have heard last week that I mentioned something called a Tony box in the same section as the pick of the week. And it's because that's what my pick of the week was going to be originally. However, no, that's not what happened at all. I'm talking rubbish there. I got a little bit, I got a week ahead basically in the recording. So I am currently a week ahead in recording. So I realized Death Stranding was coming out, and essentially the reason I was doing it was because it was cheaper if you bought it, and I wanted to let people know. But I realized whilst recording that pick of the week that it will already have been released and be past that date by the time the episode comes out. So I did the whole recording, and as I was doing a little bit of editing, cutting out all the silences where I stop and think about what I'm going to say, I realized that I was talking about something that would already have been released, and you wouldn't be able to actually take advantage of the cheaper price. So I had to chop out the pick of the week from one episode and then move it to the other episode. And that's actually the reason why I haven't done the video over the last 2 weeks, because I was wearing different clothes in two different parts on two different videos. So I was like, oh, that'd be too confusing to explain. I'll just wait till I get to the point where I'm doing the Tony box. So this week, the pick of the week is something called a Tony box. That's T-O-N-I-E. I ain't going to cut this part out. I ain't going to move it to a different thing because there's no more restrictions on release dates and things like that. Actually, it was funny. I wondered if anybody noticed. Nobody mentioned it, so you probably didn't notice. And I'm probably doing myself a disservice by telling you what I had to do. But like I've always said, I just want to be completely honest and tell you guys exactly how this thing works, because it's all a learning curve, right? This week I'm picking the Tony box. The Tony box, I will link to the website in the show notes. But it's basically a square box. Well, actually, it's not a square box. It's a cube. And it's not even that big. I should have brought one down and could have shown it on the video, but you'll see it on the website. It's fine. And we bought them for our kids about, oh, good grief, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. They've had them for a really long time. Might even be longer than that, to be truthful. And it basically, it's a story box. And what you do, you buy little figurines for it. And the figurines are, like, there's James and the Giant Peach. There's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. There's Lilo and Stitch. I'm trying to think of all the ones. They've got loads of them. And they're essentially little characters. They're the characters from the story. And they've got the Lion King. Loads of them. They must have about 15 or 20 of them each. Because over the years, we've bought them. And they're not that expensive, really. And it's a story. So you put the character on top of the box, and it sends a code to the box, and it tells it which story it is. It downloads the story over the internet, and then it plays it. And then they can control what's being played by just putting the different characters on top of the box. The box is padded. It's really, really good. We've absolutely got our money's worth out of it. I think, if I remember rightly, they were about £70 to buy when we first bought them. That's each. We bought them for their birthdays 1 year. So one got one. Actually, I think one got one for Christmas. And then we thought it was so good that we got another one for the birthday. Because originally we were only going to buy one. And we realized very quickly that they both are going to want different stories and the like. And we just buy them a new story for it every couple of months. They go to bed at night and they put a story on and they listen to it. And they either fall asleep in the boy's case or listen to the entire story in the girl's case, because she doesn't sleep. And absolutely worth the money. If you've got young children who like stories, which pretty much all young children like stories, right? it's definitely worth investing your money in. You can even get like specific Tony headphones that pair to the box, so they can listen with headphones if they want to as well. It's really good. They can rewind and fast forward by tilting the box or tapping it on its side and things like that. And they play and pause and all that. It does like motion controls. I don't think they even know they do that because they've never done that. They're sat on a shelf at the side of the bed. They put the story on they want at night. And then when they're ready to go to sleep, they just take the story off and it stops. And then you put the story back on the day after and it carries on where it left off. It's amazing. It really is amazing. So yeah, you should absolutely check it out. There will be a link in the show notes. Have a look at it because it's, I wouldn't say it's a lifesaver if you've got children, but it's hours upon hours of entertainment. Should still read them a story though, because that is a really good bonding time. So read them a story, then let them have a Tony. You may recall last week that I asked you the question, would you rather, I got hiccups then, would you rather go invisible or read minds? Now, at first I thought read minds, but the more I think about it, the more I don't want to know what people are thinking. Like that could lead you down a bad path. I think, like, just think about all the obtrusive thoughts that you have throughout the day. Like everybody does, it's completely natural. It's just a thing that happens. You can't tell yourself that a thought is a bad thought without having it in the first place. You know, obtrusive thoughts don't necessarily mean it's something that you want to do, but it does mean that you've got to have thought it to sort it so that you know it's filed away as that's not something that is in my remit. It's not something that I would do or not something I want to say, that kind of thing. So I decided I would rather go invisible. Out of the two, I think it's the most useless power. Like reading minds is probably far more useful, but if you remember, you couldn't turn it off, the reading of the minds. So I think I would definitely prefer to have the ability to go invisible rather than read minds. Imagine being able to just get on with your day without anybody hassling you. That sounds great to me. So, yeah, go invisible. But building on that, I have done like a little follow-up question this week. So this week's question to end the show with is, would you rather be able to go invisible or teleport?